The Olympic marathon.
And a basic transition towards our normal lives.
Just as the era of Usain Bolt came to an end, one day Eliud Kipchoge will no longer be monarch of the marathon. Judging by his assured performance on his return to the marathon in April after defeat in London almost a year ago, the king still rules, and that is likely to apply in Sapporo. Retirement could be some way off still.
I don't know, but I'll stay, as I still say, I'll still be around. My mind is circled concentrating on Olympic Games, and the other things will come on later, but you'll still see me around.
It might not seem relevant at first to quote a runner from Austria, in the heart of Europe, in a race which is likely to be dominated by Africa. Well, 4 years ago, I reported on the Vienna City Marathon for the Sunny Side of Sports, and among the interviews was one with Eva Vuti, who had won the women's title at various Ironman triathlons and was among the best in the world at the sport. The Austrian was then concentrating on the marathon, pure and simple, and only just missed Olympic selection for Tokyo. In response to my question, why switch from being a triathlon star to a marathon runner likely to finish lower down the field in major races? She replied, nothing can match the prospect of running the Olympic marathon. Nothing in triathlon can come close. That is the experience awaiting some of the best women and men distance runners in the world this weekend in Sapporo. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Andy Edwards in London.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Hi, this is Rick Pantaleo. On the next science edition of Press Conference USA, we feature a discussion on the influence and efforts of women and young people in the fight against climate change. I hope you'll join Morgan Schneider, a producer at the Current Affairs Desk, and me when we talk with Catherine Wilkinson, author, teacher, climate change activist, and co-founder of the All We Can Save Project. Listen Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special Olympic edition of The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In Olympic wrestling, Blessing Abiodun blessed Nigeria with a silver medal in the women's 68-kilogram division. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted the head coach of Nigeria's national wrestling team, Purity Aku.
Blessing Abiodun won Nigeria's first ever medal in wrestling in an Olympic Games. I'm so very happy that we made it. Before we left, we promised Nigerians that we're going to be on the podium, and we came here, we conquered, and we're on the podium. I'm so very happy, and it has been a very long way. We have been working seriously, we have been training, spending, investing a lot of financially, physically, our time towards this preparation. And I'm thanking God that we achieved, and we break the record by winning an Olympic medal. Although we wanted a gold, but we had a silver, which is still very reasonable, very encouraging. And I think if wrestling is properly encouraged, I think we had a lot of potentials to win more medals in international levels, especially coming Olympic Games. We have prospects, we have people, we have young people like Obrodudu, who can still make Nigeria proud, come in the international competition, come Olympic Games. So I still want the government, I want the corporate bodies to keep supporting wrestling, our big fans, our fans to keep supporting wrestling, so that we'll have the opportunity once again in any international and Olympic Games to win more medals come next Olympic Games.
What's your message to Nigerians on blessing Obrodudu's victory and future of wrestling in the country?
I really want to thank Nigerians for their support. Nigerians supported wrestling throughout this Olympic Games. I want to seriously thank our fans. I want to thank the Honorable Minister of Sports for his support. I want to thank Dr. Daniel Igali for his support. He has been there praying, doing every necessary thing for us to succeed. I most sincerely thank the President of the Nigerian Wrestling Federation, Dr. Daniel Igali. And I want to thank also other training partners making everything goes well as we planned. Nigerians, in fact, I really appreciate every one of you for your prayers, your contribution, everything for the success of this feat. I'm so happy.
That's Purity Aku, the head coach of Nigeria's national wrestling team. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Tokyo, Japan.
Hi, my name is Daniel Igali, president of the Nigeria Wrestling Federation, world and Olympic champion. I want to say a big shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. We give a big shout out to you. And more shout-outs for Olympic silver medalist Blessing Obrodudu, Nigeria wrestling team coach Purity Aku, and last but certainly not least, a shout-out for Iron Mike Mbonye for all his medal-winning contributions during the Tokyo Olympics. Samson Omale joins us now with more highlights by African Olympians in Tokyo. Sporty Friday Olympic greetings, Samson!
Sporty Friday Olympic greetings to you, Sonny. Burkina Faso's Hughes Fabrice Zongo made history on Thursday as he claimed his country's first ever Olympic medal in the men's triple jump. The 28-year-old, who also won bronze at the 2019 World Championships in Doha, jumped 17.47 meters to claim third spot on the podium. Pedro Pichardo of Portugal won gold with a jump of 17.98 meters to claim his first Olympic title, while China's Zhu Yiming took silver at Tokyo's Olympic Stadium with 17.57 meters. Zongo's father, who watched from Burkina Faso, said his son's historic win was also a gift as it came on the same day as the country's 61st independence anniversary.
It's historic, it's a symbol, and I think the entire nation is aware of this because we told him the 5th, when we saw the program and saw the final would be the 5th of August. I told him the 5th of August, you know, it's a historic date for Burkina Faso. If you can bring us back a medal, it would be great.
When we ramène une médaille, ça sera le last.
Another history maker is Namibia's Christine Umboma. She became the first ever woman to claim a medal for Namibia at the Olympic Games. The last time Namibia had a podium finish at the Olympics was in Atlanta in 1996. Another interesting fact is that Umboma also became the youngest woman at the age of 18 to win an individual flat sprint medal in 49 years for the Southern African country. Emma Katema Goma is Namibia's deputy sports and youth minister.
For us in the sports sector and Namibia in general, we were very much excited yesterday, overwhelmed, and what the two has done for themselves as well as for the country is unprecedented. I mean, reflecting on the journey of the scene, and maybe just to put it in context, what role the ministry has played is in 2019, through our Namibia School Sports Union. You remember we have a regional athletics championship and then escalated to national championship. Christine made it to the team that then represented the country in SRT, that was 2019. This is a talent here, and we are not going to leave this talent. And being a permanent secretary back then, I took it upon myself to facilitate that whole transition.
And on to yet another history maker at the Olympics. Ugandan Peruth Chumutai became the first Ugandan woman to win an Olympic Games gold medal in any sport when she triumphed in the women's 3,000 meters steeplechase on Wednesday. The 22-year-old clocked a time of 9 minutes, 0.145 seconds to finish over 3 seconds ahead of American silver medalist Courtney Frederich, with Kenya's Haiwin Kiang taking the bronze. Ugandan athletics coach Benjamin Injia gives an insight into Chumutai's personality and trainings leading up to the Tokyo Olympics.
Indeed, I'm really very happy about Peru's. Actually, I'm almost the second father, because Peru's was handed to me when she was just still a very little young girl. Peruth has been so disciplined, very focused. She has never lost track. It is now a true definition of those girls who have defined the odds to be in that top level in the sport. Her preparation was extremely good since Doha at the World Championships. Peruth has been going through a lot of with programs of training, and she has not been doing a lot of competitions out of Europe.
Ahead of the Saturday's 1,500 meters final, Kenya's Abel Kipsang broke the Olympic men's 1,500 meters record on Thursday in the semifinals to ease into the final. Abel Kipsang says it will be a medal or nothing for him when he lines up for the men's 1,500 meters final on Saturday. Kipsang crossed the line in a blistering 3 minutes, 31.65 seconds, shattering the mark of 3 minutes, 32.07 seconds set by his compatriot Noah Ngeni in 2000, finishing ahead of Norwegian Jacob Ingebrigtsen, who arrived in Tokyo as third fastest man this year. Meanwhile, world 1,500 meters champion Timothy Chiriot says he is saddened by fellow countryman Charles Simoto's failure to qualify for the final. The Commonwealth 1,500 meters silver medalist finished third in the first semi, timing 3 minutes 33.95 seconds. Chiriot said the early pace were faded towards the end. In handball Olympic news, Egypt's male handball team will be competing with Spain to lay claim to the bronze medal at the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games on Saturday after the two teams failed to reach the final. The Pharaohs lost 23-27 to France in the semifinals of the Tokyo Games on Thursday, while Spain suffered a 23-27 loss to Denmark. Denmark dominated Spain and finished the first half with a 14-10 lead and continued to run away in the second half from the Spaniards to win the match and qualify to the final game against France. Nigeria's only representative in the taekwondo event at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics was 22-year-old Elizabeth Anyacho. Elizabeth Anyacho put up an impressive performance in the women's minus 67 kilograms and suffered a narrow 12-7 defeat to a Turkish opponent, Nur Tartar, earlier in the week. It was a close match from the onset, in which Elizabeth held her opponent to a tie at the end of round one. The young star recounts her experiences and lessons learned from the games.
It's my very first Olympics, and even though the COVID protocols were much and everybody were observing the protocol, it's still a nice experience. At least we still get to see a lot of countries, a lot of athletes, a lot of people coming in and out of the Olympic venue. So it's a really great experience for me, at least for a first timer. I'm sure if the protocols were not so much, it would have been really a wonderful experience.
Did she have nerves, and how would she rate her opponent?
Well, even though we studied and watched a lot of videos, my nervousness on that stage was still caught up with me. Although she's a very experienced fighter, she's ranked number 4 in the world, and she has a lot of exposure and experience. But I'm really glad I was able to at least fight her the way I did. So I know where to work on now and which area to cover up and how to actually manage my nervousness.
And as the 32nd Olympic Games draws to an end, athletes who have finished the events are beginning to return home. One athlete who got back to a rousing welcome by his friends and families is Kenya's Ferdinand Omanyala, who broke his own national record running 10.00 seconds as he finished third in heat one of the 100-meter semifinals at the Olympic Games in Tokyo last Sunday. Omanyala lowered his own 10.01 seconds record, which he equaled on Saturday as he qualified for the semis. However, the Kenyan could not make it into the final as his time was not ranked among the fastest two finishes outside the top two. Despite missing out on the final after finishing out of the two first automatic spots, Omanyala has got his eyes set for the future.
It motivates me to work even harder. So I'm going to put in more and to push even harder to achieve more and more goals and to bring a medal, more medals, because looking at the next 5 to 10 years, there are so many championships that we need to prove to the world that Kenya sprinters.
That's Kenyan sprinter Ferdinand Omanyala. And thanks to Samson Omale for that extra spicy Olympic package. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
On the next Straight Talk Africa. As countries worldwide work to get shots in arms, many are running into a problem of trust and vaccine hesitancy. Is fake news behind it? And is misinformation on social media hurting vaccination drives across Africa? Join me, Haley Adams, on the next Straight Talk Africa, this Wednesday at 18:30 UTC.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we can all help fight the corona pandemic by wearing face masks that cover our mouths and nose when we are in crowded places or areas. For more information, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa CDC. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest news on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week. Right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to a special Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Skateboarding star Sky Brown won a bronze medal in the sport's Olympic debut in Japan, and is now Great Britain's youngest medalist at a Summer Games. VOA's Gwen Ooten has some reaction from Sky Brown, as well as that of the gold and silver medal winners, both from Olympic host Japan. Sporty Olympic greetings, Gwen.
Sporty Olympic greetings, Sonny. This week, skateboarding sensation Sky Brown made her Olympic debut as Great Britain's youngest ever summer Olympian. And now the 13-year-old is the country's first Olympic medalist in the sport. Sky's passion for skateboarding began in Japan, and she's come full circle as a bronze medalist at the Tokyo Games. Following the medal ceremony, she told reporters she was thrilled to stand on the podium.
I'm so happy. It's insane to be here. I'm so happy to be on the podium with these guys. They are so amazing. I mean, everyone ripped. I'm honestly just happy to be in Tokyo, but getting on the podium is insane.
Skye's bronze medal comes just 1 year after she suffered a horrific 15-foot fall that left her with multiple fractures in her skull, lacerations to her lungs and stomach, and broken bones in her left hand. She took the one-year delay of the Tokyo Games to rest and recover and improve her skills on the skateboard. And she says she never lost sight of her ultimate goal.
I kind of knew I was going to come here. I mean, I didn't know if I could skate, really, because my parents are like, you don't skate anymore, you know, do something else. But I'm so happy to be here. I honestly feel like the accident made me stronger, and I'm so happy to be here with these guys.
The gold and silver medals went to two teenagers who represent host country Japan. 19-year-old champion Sakura Yosuzumi broke 60 points in the Olympic skateboarding final to finish with the highest score of the competition. Kokona Haraki won the silver, and at 12 years old, she is now the youngest medalist in Japanese history. The International Olympic Committee introduced the world to new competitions at this year's Games in an effort to reach a younger audience. And Skye Brown says the inclusion of skateboarding as an Olympic sport will usher in a new movement of athletes.
More people are going to start skating now. Skateboarding is a very beautiful sport, and there's no rules with it. And I hope more people will start skating, or after watching this, people will want to go more.
Skye will soon be gearing up for her second Olympic appearance. The skateboarding bronze medalist hopes to compete as a double threat Olympian on the skateboard and the surfboard at the Paris Olympics in 2024. And that is all from me for today and for the week. Sunny, I'll hand it back over to you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Gwen, and you have a good weekend, too. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. With 2 days left in the Tokyo Olympics, Team USA remains number one in total medals won with 98. But China is at the top of the official Olympics medals table because the Chinese have won more gold medals, 36, than the USA, which has 31. The Chinese have 36 gold, 26 silver, and 17 bronze for a total of 79 medals. The USA has 31 gold, 36 silver, and 31 bronze for 98 medals. Host Japan is third on the medals table with 24 gold, 11 silver, and 16 bronze for 51 medals. And that wraps up the August 6th Olympic edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in and have a nice weekend. I'm VOA's Sunny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.